Were you the one that said white people were created in a peach tree dish? Or is that?
Yeah, you were the one that said the sun wasn't organic, basically.
Yeah, I did say that. Okay, so you're the black supremacist. Okay.
I don't know what that is. I would never. That sounds actually better than white supremacy, but I don't do no
of,
black
of
or
course,
white.
Of course you think that it sounds better and it doesn't sound wrong to you. Of course.
No, it sounds wrong. It also sounds wrong, but it sounds a little bit better than white supremacy. I ain't going to lie. If I were to pick my poison, I'd choose black supremacy over white. Because black is
I would
for
choose,
everybody.
I would choose humanity. Is black for me?
No, what I'm saying is black, no, black no, is
so
for
it's
everybody.
For everybody, but black, it's not for black, me. But I don't black, count. I don't get to have rights because of how much melanin I have. Okay, I got it.
Black supremacy includes everybody. We think of everybody. White supremacy only include, think about themselves.
So does,
yes,
so
it just, includes you too. Yes.
So
you can, guys come from us.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Can I? No, I'm not going to. Anyways. Did I really just hear the ceiling bird? Okay. So.
But no, I just came back because I wasn't finished. Cause I think I said the R word one time. And then
more than once.
Yeah, that was my fault. I don't like TikTok. I can't really say. This is why I talk like this, because the freedom of speech thing is like on 2%. But I'm going to try my best to filter myself this time. But I left a few things out that easily disproves the evolutionary thing. Now, when it comes to you guys, right? Caucasians, Dravidians, Asians, Mongols, I think the evolutionary theory, whether it's the Darwin theory or whatever the hell you was preaching before, that's the closest thing for you guys. I think that's the most accurate, the closest to being the most accurate history for you guys. For so-called
you think it is true that some people left Africa and spread to the rest of the world, and over time their skin just got lighter? Well, that's the Darwinian explanation, and you said it's the best one.
Well, no, I didn't say completely accurate. I said the closest thing to it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, the closest thing to it. I didn't say. Yeah.
Do you think as far any as, like, of that accuracy, is true?
What'd you say?
Well, do you think that any part of that is true?
To some degree about the monkey thing and stuff like that, yes. Because you guys do have chimpanzee in your genetics from what I've learned biochemist.
We don't have chimpanzee in us. It's just that.
Yeah. You have canine. It's, from what I've researched, you guys
share genes with other mammals. But that's not like saying you have some chimpanzee in you. Like you and your sister share a whole bunch of your DNA, but you don't have any of your sister in you.
Well, genetically wise.
Yes,
genetic wise, that you guys share actual genetics with different strands of animals. That's why.
So do black people. All humans share DNA with, like, the amount of DNA that humans on the planet share is over 99.9%. But then all humans also share some amount of DNA with other life forms. If I compared my DNA to a chimpanzee and your DNA to a chimpanzee, we both share the same amount with them.
No, we don't. Again, humans.
That's not true.
So-called black people are not humans. We are man. Humans is a hybrid. That is the etymology for humans is a hybrid man.
Then why does the DNA say otherwise?
That's Google, man. And plus, Google said, do you know that Google hires people to change their answers every once in a while? Because again, remember I told you.
Well, if you learn new things, you should change your mind.
A few months ago, I looked up, I asked a question. I said, Google, how much DNA does so-and-so share, black people share with chimpanzees and monkeys and stuff like that? And they said 0%, like absolutely 0%. But when it comes to Caucasians and the European descent, you guys share like what they said, like 5% at least or something like that.
There's no way that
changed
happened.
It to 0 to 5% for black people. I was like, what?
I have a guess as to what happened, which is that Google is trained with like anti-racism.
Oh,
I don't know what to call it. Not bias, but it has that trained in it so that it simply will not. Sometimes it just refuses to give answers, but it really deeply confuses what the AI is trying to do because it really desperately doesn't want to accidentally say something that could be interpreted as racist. So it probably thought you were saying something along the horrendous racial trope of, oh, black people look like monkeys or more similar to them than other people. So no, it said 0% or something like that.
Yeah, because I asked it twice. I was being very specific to the AI. I used Google AI. So
we can do it AI, right now.
So how much percentage of DNA does
Javier, black let, let's share just let's just monkeys? Do it right
and
now.
It said zero. Javier, now they changed it to 0% to 5%.
So even if we type this in, you're not going to accept the answer? We can just do it right now.
Of course, because Google is not really a good source for, you know what I'm saying?
So it was a good source the first time you asked it, but now it's not.
It's not like, okay, the end all be all. That's surface level. You got to keep doing your research.
So yeah, I don't know what to tell you. We do genetic testing of people all the time, and we know that humans share more than 99.9% of their DNA.
Yes, you guys, Caucasians, black people don't. There's multiple proofs that we don't just by our melanin, our form of melanin. There's I told you last time. There's an actual biochemist called Yaki Awaken. His name is Yaki Awaken, and the late Dr. Layla Africa, right? These are actual certified biochemists that actually did the deduction by experience, right? Testing things biologically with so-called black people. That's why they was able to cure these diseases.
Is this the guy you're talking about? The herbal? Yes! Herbal supplements? Okay,
dude,
get the fuck out of here.
He cures cancer and incurable diseases like a 9-to-5.
If he cured cancer, he'd be the most famous person in the world and he would have a Nobel Prize.
He cannot be the most famous person in the world because that would be a threat to the pharmaceutical companies.
Yes, everything's a conspiracy, Grandpa.
Literally thrives off of people getting sick. I know this by experience because they tried to drug my family members. And then we had to sue them for that. Are you serious right now? Are you kidding me right now?
Why have we almost eradicated people, Javier?
Of people getting sick. He knows the actual
Javier, I had to mute you. That doesn't really jive well with the fact that we've nearly cured diseases like malaria and guinea worm and polio from the world entirely. Tens of millions, hundreds of
those
millions
diseases
of people
are nothing, man. There's herbs for that.
Polio is nothing. Thing. Polio causes you to be paralyzed from the neck down rather than paralyzed from the neck up, which
is nothing to cure. Matter of fact, hold on.
What does that mean? What does being paralyzed from the neck down is nothing to cure mean? What does that mean? Polio causes paralysis. You said that is nothing to cure. What does that mean? Javier, when you're off the app, I can't hear you. No, you don't need 8 glasses of water a day. Yes, dogs do sweat. No, coal doesn't turn into diamonds. I've compiled hundreds of bits of information like that in Facts That Aren't True. Get your signed copy by going to the link in the description.
I forgot there was other than ashwagandha, there is a plant that deals with the bone structure and paralyzation, right? Because all of what every disease comes from, right, in the body is just parasites and acids and mucus. That's what it starts with.
That's 100% not true. There are diseases
in the body.
No, it isn't. There are genetic diseases. There are diseases caused by viruses.
And where does viruses come from?
Not from plants or whatever you
say. I didn't say it comes from plants. I said that most viruses and diseases in the body comes from the carcinogens that we consume on a daily basis. From
yeah, that's
foods.
Not where viruses
and it
come from.
From mucus,
and you can be born with a disease.
And then the body kicks off a detoxification syndrome, right? Or it kicks off a detoxification.
Javier, just stop. You can't eat AIDS or polio.
You can't eat Tay-Sachs disease.
You can't eat these
what's
things.
What's what I'm looking for? Effect. That's what you call disease in the body. Just like cancer. Cancer is not an actual virus. It's the body detoxifying itself from the actual thing that you put in its body.
The same way. Why do you...
When you get a cold,
were you
right?
homeschooled? You have no idea how to take turns.
Look. When you get a cold...
Cancer is not the body detoxifying. Cancer kills people.
I'm giving you an example. When you get a cold,
it's not an example. Cancer is not a virus, and it's not caused by people detoxifying themselves from a virus. That's not what cancer is.
Well, I think the biochemist who cures cancer on a 9-to-5 would tell you otherwise.
That doesn't exist, but I get that you think
you can just research it yourself, bro. I don't have to spoon feed. I'm trying to use my words wildly, man. I don't have to spoon feed you. I hate this app. I don't have to spoon feed you. You can go ahead and research it yourself. He's right on YouTube. You can just look at and study him. Why don't you be a student instead of a debater? Because it seems like you have limited knowledge on a lot of these things. That's why I didn't come to debate. I came back on here just to teach.
What students should do is they should read academic sources, like academic journals. But you turn around and say, no, all of the stuff that is academic...
They're wrong. Yes,
you just say that they're all wrong because some guy on YouTube that sells A1G...
He doesn't sell anything. He actually has a clinic. He doesn't just sell. He has a clinic that actually cures people from these incurable diseases. What are you talking about, bro? You good?
So he doesn't.
You can look that
just
up right
sell.
Now.
Yeah, I have, and he believes he's special.
You're disproving that he doesn't do that. Are you what?
Herbal supplements don't kill cancer. Cure cancer. If they did, we would know this.
No,
but you just have conspiracy brain.
The supplements doesn't just cure cancer. A regiment does. Certain herbs cure cancer.
How does he prove this? He's
a biochemist.
How does he prove this?
He researched and did tests on people who actually has the disease, and he figured out that that cancer in itself, right, is made up of abnormal cells that mutated because of
the body. That's known knowledge.
Okay, and how do those cells mutate? How does those cells become abnormal?
Changes
in DNA.
I've
been doing this for 15 years. I've never seen.
Huh?
Changes in DNA.
What the? Explain that. Explain changes in DNA.
Well, do you know what DNA is?
How does that equate? So what? You're saying, how does that equate to the cells becoming abnormal?
Because in order for a cell to do anything, it has to follow the instructions, so to speak, from its DNA.
I'm talking about when cells mutate.
Yeah, when a mutation is a change of DNA.
Okay. Put it like this. Let me ask another question. Why would the DNA change? What would make the DNA change?
Javier,
All
I did was Google mutations that cause cancer.
I'm asking you a further question. What would make the DNA change? What would cause that?
There are
all, it's not just coming out of nowhere.
Do you want me to answer the question or not?
Go ahead.
There are all kinds of things that can cause cancer. They're called carcinogens. So cigarette smoke.
And where does the carcinogens come from mainly?
Not from your diet.
Yes, oh my God. If you look on your average processed food, like if you get any type of processed food from Kroger's or whatever, you can see on the ingredients box. I know you're trolling me. You can see on the ingredients label that it has a whole bunch of carcinogens, acids and chemicals that you can barely pronounce, and it's a paragraph. What the fuck are you talking about? And then when you consume those things, those lead to cancer. Matter of fact, they said
right
that red 40, that's in most of your red liquids and candies and stuff like that. That's banned in over 200 countries, right? But they have it in Kool-Aid or Skittles. And that's one of the main leading things to cancer.
No, Red 40 is not one of the
abnormal
main
cells. What are you talking about?
Red 40 is not one of the main leading causes of cancer. That is absolutely not the case.
Oh, it's definitely that. Not only cancer, but other diseases as well.
No.
That's why it's banned in 200 countries, dude. Over 200. But USA, they like, okay, cool. FDA is like, all right. Nah, we good. We can have that.
You and I will agree all day long about how corrupt the United States is and how they care.
Of course.
And how
they
care more about
files.
But that's definitely true too. But
yeah.
No, like in order for Yaki, like we can just this isn't really what I don't know why I'm stumbling over my words so much.
Because
because I just don't know where to start with you. It wouldn't be hard for Yaki Awakened to prove his claim. All he would have to do is get a bunch of people that have the same cancer. And give some of them his treatment and other people, they don't get his treatment. And then that's what's called a clinical trial.
He did. He does clinical trials every day almost.
Javier.
That's why he has a clinic. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Javier, hundreds of thousands of doctors have been doing exactly that for decades.
Hundreds of thousands of doctors
so
have failed.
The thing that would prove
on purpose so they can add to the bank. That's it. So they can increase the revenue of the medical industry. That's why when they tell you about the Eastern side of medicine, right? Or when you say something, when you talk about the more holistic part of medicine, the doctors be on taboo because they're not allowed to say it. Because that's going to jeopardize the pharmaceutical companies like CVS, Walgreens. Because if you can just cure somebody from these uncurable diseases with just a couple of herbs and a diet regimen, then what is the drug company going to do?
Look at the screen.
Okay, I'm looking at a graph. What does that have to do with anything?
It says cancer death rate, and the cancer death rate has gone way down. It's never going to completely go away because cancer, there are many different cancers.
Yeah,
and
because
all
of
different.
Earth, because of people like y'all.
No, not because of Earth.
This
has nothing to do with him.
Helping me out with my claim. Appreciate it.
Actually, this one's the wildest. How old is Yaki Awakened?
I don't know, probably like 36 or something.
Okay, 36 or something. So in 1990, you know, the year he would have been born, he certainly wasn't selling herbs and spices. And yet, look at what's happened to the cancer death rate for lung cancer and liver cancer. And
he can easily cure lung cancer and that just with soursop. He can just easily do that. It's very easy. And as a matter of fact, a lot of testimonies
Javier,
online
please,
have said this,
please,
right?
Just let me talk.
One of
the
my
thing,
family members.
This directly disproves what you're saying. Oh, they're not trying. The whole thing about they're banking on not on wellness, but on you being perpetually sick. No, because literally tens, if not hundreds of millions of people who otherwise would, well, probably not hundreds, but tens of millions of people that would have got cancer aren't getting cancer because of all the groundbreaking work.
Because of their
work
diet, because they're waking up
because,
to the food industry.
That's a non, that's a non-zero part of it, yes, but it has way more to do with, I mean, the biggest significant factor is the decrease in smoking and getting rid of airborne pollutants, but there are all kinds of environmental pollutants as well that don't
they
come
don't
from
compare
your
it
diet.
To the carcinogens in the food. They do not compare it to the carcinogens in the food because it's very easy. The probability of you getting cancer or some type of abnormal cell from just a goddamn Burger King burger is way more likely than you just breathing in air, everyday air. So that's all also a lie.
I think that's just so obviously not the case because we eat more. Buddy, we weren't eating hardly any fast food in the 1950s. We're eating way more of it today. Yet those cancers are on the decline. This directly disproves what you're saying. If what you're saying is true, then things like colon and stomach cancer should be on the rise, but they're not. They're lower than they were 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
You can be correct about that, but at the same time, you also didn't factor in that the environmental pollution back then in those days, especially the chemicals and stuff that like that that we were inhaling.
Yeah, like asbestos like that, and shit like that.
That
yeah.
was the percentages of that equaled, if not exceeded, the levels of carcinogens that you would get from those said foods. So it evened out. So it's basically like trading places.
Yeah,
so,
but if I smoke, I don't get cancer in my butt. But if I eat processed meat, then yeah, increased possible risk of colon cancer. But like,
but
for something to be labeled a carcinogen literally just means it has to be statistically proven that it can increase your odds. But that doesn't tell you how likely it actually is.
No.
It's one in a million, then it can. If you can prove that it's one in a million, then it will get labeled as a carcinogen.
Brodsky, a carcinogen.
Bacon is in the same schedule of carcinogen as cigarettes are.
Dude, you can prove it by deduction of experience, just by experiencing it with your own body. And most people have testimonies, millions of testimonies have said this. Like, bro, it's flooded on TikTok. It's flooded on all these platforms. When they eat certain foods, right?
Dr. Mike,
they
hear my prayer.
They ended up feeling bad afterwards, especially that's what I'm saying. Processed foods is not good for you. That's a fact.
Your version of science is tummy hurts, therefore cancer. Like, come on, dude. Like, don't.
Oh, okay, man. I don't know what else to say, man.
Y'all be tripping.
This is simple. It's simple shit. Plus,
can y'all be singular?
The cancer that you're talking about BVE? When it comes to the cancer rate,
or AAVE,
that's the actual treatment itself. People actually die more from the chemotherapy and the effects of the radiation more
no,
than the actual cancer. That's
no,
experience.
They don't.
My auntie, she died off of that. She died off. She
that's
didn't die
one
off
person.
She
that's one person. Of tens of millions. Look, first of all, let me say, sorry you
no,
went through
that's
that.
Majority
I lost
of the people.
I lost all my grandparents about? Except for one of them to cancer too. But no, just because your grandmother died from radiation doesn't mean most people do.
Multiple testimonies have said otherwise, bro.
Tens of millions of people have cancer. You need way more than some YouTube videos and my great grandma or whatever it was.
I'm not negating the fact that other people have died off of the actual disease. I'm saying
yes, you are, because you said they die more from the treatment, which is literally false.
I'm not saying that they don't. You're trying to imply that I'm saying that cancer, you cannot die from cancer, period.
I'm not saying that at all. You said that people die more from the treatment.
Yes, yes.
That's literally false.
No, it's not.
What would you trust? How can we go about figuring out whether or not what you said is true? We're only allowed to listen to what happened to your grandma and people been saying.
You can do your, if you want to go on like statistics, you can go online and look up all these testimonies of people actually saying that. And I'm talking to people in real life day to day that's saying the same thing.
Tens now, of millions go, of people have cancer. I don't care if you talk to 1,000 people. So, that's nothing. 1,000 when there are tens of millions of people getting this treatment, even 1,000 people is nothing. And you haven't talked to 1,000 people.
Again, we can go, we can agree to disagree with that part of the topic. All I know is what I know about the situation on this side, right? Whatever you know, that's on your side. You know what I'm saying? But from what I know, they're...
You know five people. That doesn't prove anything, Javier.
Actually take out the people because the radiation is the poison, right? The chemotherapy and the radiation is a poison. They put the poison in there to take out all of the probiotics and the good bacteria and the bad bacteria out of your body, right? So you're basically a hollow shell of yourself.
Radiation is literally... They set you in there and they literally target the, I don't know if it's a laser or exactly what it is, but they literally target it at the tumor to specifically just kill the tumor.
And in the process
now, chemotherapy is a suite of drugs. And yes, it is kind of toxic, but
kind of toxic. It's very toxic.
Yeah, it's very toxic. But you can read about this. The rate of death.
I don't have
death,
to read about it. I know about it. I've experienced
again,
it.
You can't tell me that because it happened to three people you know that therefore you know
the same way,
the way it
on
really
your
works.
Side. The same way on your side, just based on
Javier,
even if you're talking about statistics, the
Javier,
same way on your side.
I live in California. Therefore, all people in the world live in California. Because look, I even know 100 other people that live in California. Therefore, nobody lives in Australia.
That's,
that is the equivalent of what you're doing.
That's why I said we can agree to disagree on that, because none of us has, from based on what you're saying, has actual tangible evidence to disprove or prove
oh,
which
yes,
side
I
is
do.
Right on that.
But you just doubt
all of it.
Because
I can just say the same thing to you on that side. That's what I'm saying.
But yours
it's all
means,
based on perception.
But yours means nothing. No, well, mine's based on data, and yours is based on perception, which is fallacious.
Mine's is based on data
Javier,
and perception as well.
Javier, look at this. This is the rate of death from leukemia. Do you see how it's gone wildly down?
Does it say actual leukemia or the effects of leukemia?
Yeah, this is childhood leukemia, actually. So this is the rate of death from leukemia. So it's gone wildly down. It used to be one of the most terrifying and deadly cancers in young children. Today, the survival rate from childhood leukemia is really, really high.
Because
now,
of the information.
Because I can't remember his name, but there's a book that has a chapter about this. It's called, it's either David and Goliath or Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. Now, this doctor, he figured out, like, there were all these children that were dying from leukemia at incredible rates. And he said, look, these children need to, instead of giving them just like one medicine at a time or just trying one medicine, he thought that they should get a suite of medicines, basically like a cocktail. But nobody knew what the formula for that would be. He basically thought we should throw the kitchen sink at them. Nobody knew what the formula for that should be. They had to figure it out. And they figured it out through basically trial and error. And a lot of kids died because we didn't know what the correct formula was going to be. And so we had to go through the trial and error. And people signed up for it. They got consent for it and all that. So it was ethical. But that had to happen. So that's an example of the chemotherapy, which, yeah, is like toxic and you know, in certain amounts or whatever. And we had to learn the correct recipe and process for it. But now because of that, look at what it's done for the cancer rates. Virtually the vast majority
it's
of
done it worse.
No,
actually.
No.
Because even if you take
Javier,
out the cancer, you
Javier,
still have to survive the
graph
effects
go down.
Of the radiation
yeah.
and
Yeah,
the
Javier, and graph
itself,
go down.
Which most people don't do.
No, they don't. Javier.
That's a lie.
Javier, most people that get cancer get treatment for it. So if you're right, graph
no, no, no,
go
no.
up.
I didn't say that they don't get treatment. I'm saying the treat, a lot of them, I'm not saying
this,
most,
this
a
is,
lot of
this
them
is,
don't survive the treatment.
This is impossible. I can't talk to you. You're too fucking stupid. Everything
no,
you say is
stupid.
A contradiction.
You're uneducated and miseducated. That's just it. I wouldn't
you,
call you stupid.
You buy herbs and spices from a snake oil salesman, watch YouTube videos, and talked to your grandma one time, and you claim, therefore, I know what's happening to all the hundreds of millions of people that have cancer in the world. Meanwhile, everything that you say can be proven wrong, because if what you're saying is correct, then all cancer rates should be going up, except they're not. If what you're saying about leukemia is correct, then the death rate from or what you said about chemotherapy is correct, then every single form of cancer death rate should be going up, except it's going down. And we can even compare the rate of death for people getting the treatment. I could get a source for you on the rate of death for the treatment.
How is the source credible? You're talking about all these statistics. I'm talking about real life people, and I've seen and I've known, right? And I'm talking about a facility where you can look up on
God,
YouTube.
God, you're so fucking stupid. I watched a YouTube video and I talked to my grandma. Therefore, of all the 10 million people that have cancer in this country, I know what happened to all 10 million people. How does your brain work this way?
So you're not.
I'm just going to start doing what you do. I'm white, therefore, you're not black.
So you're not going. So you're doing it again.
I just proved that black people don't exist because nobody in my family is black. All the five people that I know in my family are white. Therefore, black people don't exist. This is what you're doing. Do you understand?
When they crash out,
do you understand that this is what you're doing?
This is the second time you've done this, bro. Like,
done
what?
Doing? Prove that black people
you
don't
crash
exist?
Anytime I give a little bit of information, right, you overmute
it's
me for
disinformation.
No reason. Like, you can't just
the
talk
real information
over me.
Is publicly available, and you just say, nah. And why do you say
nah?
Because your
available.
Grandma died. That's not how anything works, dipshit.
If you look,
I don't care what this guy who has sold herbal remedies to 300 people says. It proves nothing because there are more than 300 people in the world. You are incapable of wrapping your brain around the idea that the world consists of more people than the people you know and the people on the YouTube videos you've watched. You're too fucking stupid to deal with. So I don't know what we're supposed to do now.
Even the chat is saying, stop muting me because you're showing your ass. That's retarded. So you're not going to look up. The whole chat right now can look up what I just talked about with Yaki if they don't know him.
Yeah,
and then
he sold herbs and spices to 300 people and claims that something happened. That doesn't matter. The world is greater. There are more people than 300 in the world. Yes, I'm going to keep doing it because it's funny. You deserve it. And you don't have anything of value to say.
Again, you're losing. When you lose the conversation, you crash out. That's very immature of you, bro. If all you got to do is just be a good student and listen, but you want to try to debate on something that you're highly miseducated and uneducated in and think that you're right. That's ignorance and
then arrogance. Why am I the only one that knew that the cancer rates were actually going down? Why is that?
You wasn't the only. You just pull up a graph.
You didn't know it. Right.
And
all you did was watch a YouTube video, bro.
You didn't know that there's one.
Bro, all you have is one YouTube video from Yaki Awakening. All you have is one YouTube video.
You didn't know that there was one black man that is casually curing.
There aren't any black people because I'm not black. Nobody in my family is black. There aren't any black people.
Chat, he lost again.
He's crying to the chat.
He lost again.
Yeah, this Yaki Awakened doesn't exist because that picture was obviously AI because he looked black, but all five people I know are white. Black people don't exist. I proved it. And look, you're going to say otherwise, but my experience says otherwise. And so therefore I'm right and you're wrong.
Oh boy.
Yeah, when you hear the way you think said by somebody else,
no,
you understand that it's that very special word you like to use.
Do you know what
but you're incapable of understanding it when it comes to yourself.
I have a question. Do you know what
Do I know what the pineal gland is? Yeah, in our ancient relatives, it was a third eye, so it helped regulate circadian rhythms. It still helps regulate circadian rhythms. Are you going to say that I have a calcified pineal gland and I'm incapable of feeling empathy?
Yeah, well, yeah, dude, that is a fact.
Fucking racist piece of shit.
What I'm saying.
Stay on mute.
3, 9
I have a calcified pine needle gland in my brain.
Why you keep muting me, Bucko? What's going on?
Because it's funny.
Anytime I'm saying like information, like correct information that is threatening what you can understand, you mute me. Why are you doing that? I was saying that that's just one of the things that the pineal gland does. There's many things and many attributes to the pineal gland that I can guess that you probably don't know about because your scientists don't know about it because they're just now studying it. So yeah, the pineal gland does operate and does regulate circadian rhythm, but did you know that it can also balance out the body as far as it can transmute energy? It can also move particles with the mind because
you believe it? Spoon bending, that's what we're at now.
Yeah, the pineal. You was telling the guy
God.
You was like, it's impossible to move particles with the brain. No, it's not. The pineal gland does that.
Do it. Go on camera right now.
Yeah,
obviously you don't because you're the master race, right? So turn on your camera and do it right now.
Well,
About that is I can't because I'm a hack and a fraud and I don't know anything.
You move particles with your brain, like you move particles through your mind first before
do it right
you
now.
Move particle. You want me to show you moving particles in my brain? How are
no,
you going
to
see?
I want you to move matter using only your mind.
I can only do that with sage. And I don't got my sage right now.
I have some rosemary growing in my front yard. Is that close enough?
But the level that I'm at, I cannot move particles like physical particles outside yet. But I can only move particles within my mind. You can do that.
Bro's only a Padawan and he thought he could come up here. Dude, Javier, I can't do this anymore. It's too fucking stupid.
I know. I can't take you seriously.
The mystic Maha magical thinking black supremacist, everybody. What a fucking trip. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.